Not now than after the 2020 election.
Backyard chickens are being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. At least 52 people have fallen ill in 21 states, of which the CDC says a quarter of those are under the age of five. No deaths have been reported, but at least five people have been hospitalized. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McAtee, and this is Home Team Inspection Service on the Hunterdon County Chamber radio station. Today, my guest is Maria Bowers from BD Design, an interior decorator, and we'll be talking to her about things you can do in the house and things that you can do around the house to make it look better and on a limited budget, and then also explain some of the myths and the misconceptions about interior decorating and interior design. Today, you know, every week we start off with a little talk about, you know, myself, so you guys get to know me a little bit, and I'll talk to you a little bit about Home Team and what we do, and some of the inspections I did this week, which are interesting. Did one this morning, and it was interesting because it's a bank-owned property, and the bank's selling it as is, and, you know, whenever I see as is, it scares me because it means they're not going to fix anything, but it also means that they know there's a lot of things wrong with it, and they're just trying to get rid of it. This house was full of mold. And technically, I can't call it mold because until a lab tests it, I'm not allowed to say mold. In a sense, I say mold-like material. But if you've ever seen real mold, it's hard to hide it. I mean, it is what it is. And even if it's not mold, you'd really want to fix it anyway because you wouldn't want that stuff in your house even if it wasn't mold. But the basement had been redone over into an apartment and done illegally. And there was a lot of electrical work. And the house was still full of stuff. It was an estate sale. The bank was selling it. The owners had died. And It was quite, you know, and by the time we were done, I think the buyers were bailing on it. And it's disappointing because they're spending money for me to tell them what they probably should have already known before I even went into the house. And it's also a limited factor because I can't do a good inspection when the house is full of debris and full of personal items that I can't get to. And in the basement, when you got to crawl over things and when the furnace doesn't turn on, there's no way to test it. And people look at you like, well, why can't you? I've said it before, an inspector, a home inspector is a generalist. You go to your doctor and you say you have a pain in your heart, he sends you to a cardiologist. You go to the doctor and you have a backache, he sends you to an orthopedic. An inspector is the same thing. He's a generalist. He knows what's wrong. I mean, I can see the electric box and I can see that it's wrong, but I can't tell you how to fix it. I have to send you to a licensed electrician. There's a reason why they call them licensed electricians. They go to school for 7 years, and they learn all about electricity, what's right, what's wrong, what can be done, what cannot be done, what the options are. And while I know a lot about it, I can't be that expert, and I have to refer you. So understand that when an inspector tells you that, his job is to identify things and save you money. If you really wanted to do the inspection right, you'd bring a licensed electrician, you'd bring a licensed plumber, you'd bring a roofer, you'd bring a structural engineer. But it would cost you $5,000-$10,000 to do an inspection. So instead, you're paying a generalist who can identify and tell you what should be done. And if there's only a few things wrong, you can always then bring back the expert and get a different opinion. But hopefully, it's only the second house in probably 180 houses that I've done this year that I've really strongly recommended that it's a gut job. We're going to do the weather. Then we're going to be back with Maria Bowers, and we're going to talk about interior design. So if you have any questions, you feel free to post them on Facebook, and I'll try to get to them. So hang with me for a few minutes, and we'll do the weather, and then we'll have Maria.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
That's my friend Jeannie Murphy on the Weikert Realty there. So join her on her radio show. She's a great lady, and she does some great interviews. Hey, the weather today, Friday, it's calling for rain, but I tell you what, you wouldn't think so outside, so you might want to put the umbrella in the car because it's calling for it, and the way these storms are blowing in from the west, it seems like the other day it was beautiful, and all of a sudden the clouds built, and it dumped on me. So it's calling for 80 degrees today, but thunderstorms this afternoon, and we'll probably get them around sunset, so be prepared for that. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, 76 to 85 degrees. It's going to be a good weekend, guys, so get out there. Do that lawn work. Look at the house. Get dry out the house. Do all that extra work that you've been dying for because you've been waiting all winter, and get those plants in the ground. Monday and Tuesday. Monday's going to be rainy again at 85 again, and Tuesday's supposed to be partly cloudy again. And then we're into Wednesday, Thursday with some more rain. You know, as bad as the weather may be, it's not the gorgeous weather that we like, but I still thank God the rest of the country, I mean, this parts of the country still digging out from snow. So thank God we're not. I'll be right back with Maria Bowers of BD Design.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, I'm back. I'm back with Maria Bowers from BD Design up in Annandale or Clinton, right? But soon to be Tewksbury, I understand.
Soon to be Tewksbury. We are very excited.
Yes. I actually met Maria. I actually inspected a house that she was going to buy, and I was very flattered because a day and a half later, I got a call to do the house that she was selling. And I tell you the truth, I felt like I was taking their money because I did her house and I told her it would sell fast. She had opened a house 2 days later and it sold. So if it's a credit to her design capability, her house sold in 2 days and it showed very well and it actually inspected very well too. So I was very flattered. And when I found out that she did interior design or interior decorating, I invited her on the show. So Maria, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit. Please give us your phone number so people have questions or they want to get in touch with you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me here, Mary. This is very exciting. Again, hi guys. My name is Maria Bowers. I own an interior decorating company out of Clinton Township, New Jersey. I started about 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
And I love it. I became certified, and I became certified in color, and it's really been a passion of mine, for forever.
Okay.
And it came about after I had my second son, and I started rearranging my whole entire house. And because any stay-at-home mom can relate, you know, when you're inside with the kids and, you know, you get tired of looking at the same things. So I would start rearranging my furniture, and then I would start, you know, changing out my accessories and colors and everything. And it really kind of brought out something that I wasn't aware of before I had kids. And I think a lot of misconception in regards to having kids is that parents feel like they can't have nice stuff when they have younger kids, or they,
sure,
you know, the house quickly becomes overcome with toys and everything like that. So they're like, oh, I'll just wait until the kids are older. But it really doesn't have to be that way. You can have a space for adults. You can have a space for kids as well. And they can combine very nicely.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I raised three, and they were all under five at one point, 5, 4, and 2.5. And,
oh, wow.
And my middle son has autism, and so mm-hmm. my wife had her hands full, trust me. You know, she always managed to have that. We always had the living room. We always had the adult space. And we even isolated the house a little bit with French doors because of, you know, to isolate Matthew because he would roam and things like that. So that's good to hear. But maybe you can talk us a little bit about, like, you know, what type of design. I mean, maybe there's some myths out there because I think of interior designers or, you know, you corrected me before, as a designer is different than a decorator.
Yes, it is.
And maybe you can start with that. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is an interior designer, they can come into your house, and some of them focus mainly on kitchen and baths. They can do structural changes. They can advise in regards to codes and everything like that. There's a whole big realm of what interior designers does. An interior decorator, at least my field of what I specialize in, is I really come in after the fact. If you're in the midst of construction, I'm not going to come in and say, okay, you can take that wall down, you can do this, you can do this, let's set the cabinets up this way. That's not really what I focus on. I focus on the colors, the floor plans,
okay,
the accessories, the styling, all of the after.
So you don't walk in and say, hey, let's open concept and rip down that wall.
No. Okay. I personally do not have the license. I don't think I would feel comfortable coming in. I always advise my clients
funny cause
to
you said
call
that
a contractor or a licensed architect, engineer, anybody that can come in, especially if it could be a load-bearing wall.
Well, it's funny you say that.
I don't want to be responsible of being like, yeah, take that wall
down. Well, it's funny you say that because one of the criticisms I have for HGTV is they always come in and they say, oh, we're going to do open concept. We're going to open that wall. And I'm looking at the wall, and I know the ridge beam is above that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not opening that wall without a you know, a 14-inch laminate beam
exactly.
that costs $1,000. And the designer's like, oh, and then they get into the show and they're like, oh, my God, we don't have the budget. We need $3,000. I said, I knew that from the beginning, and I'm not an engineer.
Exactly.
And so it just goes to show you that reality TV is not reality in a sense, right?
I know. And HGTV, as great as it is, it gives us a lot of inspiration, but there's a lot of false misconceptions when somebody watches those shows because they think it can be done in 30 minutes. They think projects are that easy. I know some of the shows do show the mishaps that can happen, but there's so much that happens behind the scenes that people aren't aware. And I think that kind of rolls into how they could perceive an interior decorator or an interior designer when they come in and they say, okay, this is what I want to do with the house. Let's have it done by next month.
Yeah.
And
well,
nobody
let's,
can
let's
do,
have it done for $3,000.
Exactly. $3,000 next month. And that's just not possible. Even the smallest styling, I mean, obviously smaller projects don't take as long, you know, and you have a limited budget. Everything can be done within whatever budget you can work with, but you really have to be realistic with what you want to spend, how long you need, etc.
So one of the things I would caution people on is listen to your professionals when they come in and they tell you, you know, expect this to be 12 weeks. Don't say, well, on TV they did it in 3 weeks. Understand
exactly.
that, you know, reality TV, I mean, just like Survivor and the rest of those shows, they're not mm-hmm. real TV. I mean, I actually was involved in this old house way back when in 1987 when they did a house in Millington. I was working construction. And, you know, they came once a month for filming. The house was being built. It took 12 months to
exactly.
build. But they came once a month and videotaped, you know, seven, mm-hmm. you know, 70 minutes of for TV.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you there's a lot of things that went on. Tom Silver and it was Bob Vila at the time wasn't there all month. I mean, they came in, they made a few cuts. They you know, they made it look good, and then they showed you a finished project, you know.
Exactly. So. And that's one of the things. I mean, even one of the projects that I'm working on, my client contacted me in November. And it's not going to be done until the end of June, early July, to begin with. I mean, that's a whole 6 months of, you know, we drew up plans and everything like that. We had to pick all the selections. And, I mean, it takes time. And you know, this is construction as well. So you know,
tell my listeners, this is what I want to tell my listeners what, and like say an average customer looks like, because I mean I would be always afraid of hiring an interior designer decorator because I'd be afraid of, oh my God, here comes the price tag.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe and you can explain what you typically do and in the scope of things that you do.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why people don't contact interior designers or decorators, because they are scared of the price tag. And I'm not saying that everybody is over the top priced. We all have our own different structure because it is individually owned. Everybody charges different ways. For me, I personally charge hourly because each project is different. I do, a lot of my clients are more family oriented. I think I relate with them more because I do have two young sons and I, you know, I am a mom and
the kid is probably a specialty for you then.
Yes.
Okay,
so I can relate with how parents are like, you know, I feel like our rooms are being overrun by all the kids' stuff, and how can we balance it out? And then a lot of the stuff is colors and finishing touches and everything like that. But one of the things is that what I find people don't want to pay a professional, but they end up spending more money into fixing the mistakes that they make. Because one of the biggest mistakes that people can make is paint color. I can't tell you how many times I've had people say, okay, so I selected this paint color. It's supposed to be white, but I put it on the walls, and now there's green and blue, and what's happening? Now it's not working with the room. A professional can clearly see that we all come together and we all make all the colors work, because there's a lot of things that affect how a color appears to your eyes during the day, at night, with the furniture, with hard surfaces like the floors and the countertops and everything. It's all one big thing.
And paint on a swatch looks different on the living room than it will in the den because of the angles of the windows and the south-facing windows.
Absolutely. I mean, I have one color in different rooms in my house, and it looks different in each room.
We're going to be right back. We're going to do a couple commercials, and then we're going to be right back with Maria. We're going to talk a little bit about what you can do in your house. Some basic ideas that maybe some tips maybe that you can people can steal from to get organized, especially with those kiddies. Because, like you said, my wife is always she feels disheveled. My house is I always say to people, my wife's always she's a nut crazy because when she starts cleaning, she starts with her closet. She never finishes, but she starts with her closet. But it's funny because my house is never dirty. It's just disheveled. I mean, it is lived in, and I don't mind that. I mean, but at the same time, it's nice to be. Come home and not have that. So maybe you can help with that. But we'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back. We're back with Maria Bowers from BD Design. Maria, let's talk a little bit. Maybe we start first about the kid stuff, and maybe you have some ideas for people with kids, because I'm sure those moms are the few listeners that we have that are moms out there that would benefit from it.
Sure. So a couple of tips. I think a lot of the things that moms and parents in general fear with their kids is that they can't have nice furniture, they can't have nice stuff. And the fabrics that you can select for your furniture have come so far. There's a lot of performance fabrics. There's a lot of Sunbrella makes indoor fabrics now that they immediately beat up with stains, and they are easily maintained and everything like that. So you can have nice furniture when you have kids. Another thing that I find that really helps with the kids is storage furniture. I have a room that has a storage ottoman, and I also have a lot of baskets around because I have two boys who love trains and cars and Legos, everything super tiny that gets stuck in the carpet. But at the end of the day, it's so easy for them to clean it up into baskets and to organize it. And that way you're not walking into the room and feeling overwhelmed with everything on the floor.
I think the key to that sentence was they can clean it up because you're making it easy for them.
Yes. I mean, obviously when they're little babies, they can't clean it up. But I started my kids young in helping me take care of the house. And it's because that's something that is very important to my husband and I, is that we like to maintain our home. We have respect for our home because this is the place where we, when we come home from work and we come home from long days, you want to relax. You want to, you know,
you don't want to be overwhelmed.
You don't
want to
feel overwhelmed with things all over the floor and everything like that. So yes, at the end of the day, I would have the kids clean up.
No, but that's neat because you're thinking about that, making it easy for them to do it. If you make it hard for them, then you can't expect it.
Exactly.
You make it easy for them, then they can, you know, they can pick up all the Legos and throw them in a basket.
Exactly. And you know what? They have a designated area. They have designated play areas throughout the house. I'm not restricting them from anything like that. It was just how I wanted to our house to feel at the end of the day, especially after they go to bed. That's our time. And you want to be in a home that you love and you can relax and you can unwind.
Well, and that falls day. That falls my theme of the show is it's the single, probably the single biggest investment you'll make.
Yes.
So the more you take care of it, the more it shows well, the more it will, you know. And it's obvious you do take care of it. I told you, you don't sell a house in less than a week if the house is not maintained in a sense. So that, but maybe we can talk about that too. Now we're selling houses, okay? And
absolutely.
One big part of my show is preparing houses and mm-hmm. looking at houses and what shows well. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that staging. And I mean, not everybody can afford a professional stager, but what can they do?
Well, in regards to staging the house, getting ready to sell, you really want to go throughout the house and depersonalize it. You want to take down all the pictures of the family, of the pets, and you want to, along with that, comes decluttering. You want to take the things that really don't need to be there. You want to clean up the corners, because I know some things can get stuck in the corners, the shelves. If you have a lot of items on your shelves, you kind of want to simplify it. There's a rule of three with styling. You really want to, you know, kind of keep it in the three zone.
It's funny you say that because I always get a kick out of when I watch, you know, Joanna Gaines.
She does everything in three.
She puts three things on the shelf. And I'm like, wait a minute. If that was my shelf, I mean, it would look like my junk drawer, you know.
Exactly.
We redid our kitchen and we have 22 drawers. I mean, it's a big kitchen and mm-hmm. a lot of counter space. And I said, there's going to be 21 junk drawers and one utensil drawer. And you know what? There's 20 junk drawers and two utensil drawers.
But even with that, I mean, even with the kitchen, when you go through the kitchen, you want to take everything off the counters and just leave the things that you need on a daily basis, like a toaster or everything. In regards to staging your house, clean it up. Take the things out of the closets so people can see how large the closets are. We put our house on the market in the spring, so I cleaned up all of the fall clothes, all of our fall jackets. I took them all out of the closets. I really wanted to simplify the home to reflect a neutral decor because nobody wants to walk in and be overwhelmed with your personal items. Exactly.
Well, Maria, I tell you what, I applaud you because nothing makes inspecting easier than when you walk in and you can see the back of the closet. When it's packed solid, I'm not allowed to remove things, and it becomes, well, I can't see in there.
Yeah, yeah. And and plus, it makes it easier for the buyers to see, too. You know, I mean, we've also seen a lot of houses that when you walk in, you're overwhelmed by all of the things hitting you at once. Buying a house is overwhelming, and selling a house is overwhelming to begin with. So to make the process a little bit easier on each side really helps.
That's interesting you say it like that, too, because I think it also makes it easier when you're selling your house because you don't know when you get the phone call that somebody wants to see it. If you have to go through the house and declutter when they're coming, it's too late.
Exactly. And that's why staging is important. And I also wanted to stage the house in a way that we can actually live in it because sometimes when we say staging, you may have to switch things up. You may have to bring in some different accessories. You may have to take out a lot of accessories. But you have to remember that you're still living there and you still want to be comfortable. But like you said, for those last-minute showings, you really want to have it staged all the time so that if you do have a last-minute showing, you can just kind of go through right. and clean up what
you can't
the
take,
last-minute
You can't take dad's you. Lazy Boy out at 5 minutes to four when the realtor calls. I mean, you know, and that's
I don't know if anybody who owns a Lazy Boy will let you take that out with staging.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't let you take it out, but my wife says if we sell in this house, your Lazy Boy is going to the garbage. I mean, because it's 22 feet from the TV. You know, it's a viewing optimization there. Mm-hmm. But again, it makes the room feel cluttered. And I think that's important. And you know, and it's obvious that you preach what you teach because the house you're buying, and I won't belay it, but I mean, it was kept well the same way, and it was very simplistic and very well decorated.
They did an amazing job showing that house, and it was not only are you seeing the house, you want to sell
the feature,
the feeling of the house. Oh, yeah. You want to sell the comfort of the home.
I want
people
there.
To walk into your house and be like,
wow,
this is it. You know, I feel comfortable here. This is where I would want to spend my nights entertaining. I want my friends to come here.
So that's a service you offer then. So I want to make clear that's you'd come into a house and you'd tell them what they could do in some of the rooms that they're in and how they can straighten it up. And just give them a short list of things they can do right away. And that's something that, you know, working people today, they don't have the time for one. So they need somebody to cut it short. And you mentioned before about professionals. And a lot of people think that, you know, I don't need an electrician. Well, you do need the professional.
Yes.
And in the long run, you do. They're professionals for a reason, because they can cut your time in half and they can save you money in the long run. And
well, that's a good point, cutting the time in half as well. Because if you think about it, just think if when you're going shopping just for an outfit, how long it can possibly take you to find an outfit. Now imagine
I walk in 3 minutes and I walk out. Come on. It's not that hard. Trust
okay.
me.
Coming from a female perspective, it takes us a while, especially if we're going to someplace, you know, like a wedding or something.
Right. I also
like
look
that.
At it, but it's also multiple for you because you got to get the dress, then you got to get the shoes, then you got to get the scarf. I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
So there's
but
a big difference.
That's how a room works too, because it's not when you go into a room and you say, okay, I want to change the paint color. That's fine. You can change the paint color, but that leads into other things. The paint color will lead into new fabric. It will lead into a new rug. It'll lead into new pillows because depending, especially if it's a drastic color change, you want the whole room to work. You just don't want to walk in and be like, okay, well, here's dark gray walls and a navy blue sofa. And, you know, it just doesn't work. So I always say whenever I get calls from clients, they're like, okay, I want to start off with this room. This is what I want to do in this room. And usually when I go for the consultation, you know, it's all like, okay, well then this is going to roll into this room and this is going to roll into this project. And, it always happens. That's just how it is. So to save time, to hire somebody who can come in and say, okay, this is what you can do. And there can be a range of staging that you can do. It doesn't have to be a complete overhaul of the room. It could just be simple, maybe furniture, taking some furniture out, adding some furniture in, rearranging the furniture. It makes a huge difference in the room.
And don't think that, you know, you're going to spend some money, but don't think you're not going to get it back because, you know, you sell your house. If you sell it faster, you get more money for it. And it's a competitive market out there. So don't forget, you're not only selling your house, but you're selling your house against the neighbors.
Exactly.
And if I walk into your house and I walk into somebody else's house and their house is decluttered and simplistic and it sells and I pay top dollar for it, you just lost.
Exactly.
So understand it's an investment in it. So that's a service actually that an interior decorator provides in a sense that you're saying is that decluttering. It may not be purchasing. It may be simplifying then.
It may be simplifying. And then plus also if you are staging your home, I would select things that go along with your style that you would possibly want to bring to your next home. So it's not a wasted effort to stage the home.
Right.
Plus also, you want to bring the clients in. You want to bring people in. So staging the home for the pictures makes a big impact because if you think about it, Realtor.com, Zillow, those are where the pictures are. Those are the first thing that people see.
100%.
If you don't have nice pictures, they're not going to want to go see the house.
Well, it's like anything else in the net now. They say swipe left, right? I mean, people looking at homes and they're deciding whether they're going to go see them with a swipe.
Exactly.
So if that picture doesn't grab them, or that picture looks cluttered, they're not. They're swiping and they're going to the next house.
And it's also in regards to, I think you and I talked about it last week, of how kitchen and baths sell the house.
Right.
Those are the first two things that a lot of people look for when they're buying a house. They don't want to be overwhelmed in regards to walking in and having to do a bathroom or a kitchen, unless they're Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Well, and then they do it with $3,000,
exactly.
and they rip it out in an afternoon, but that's, you know. And there are no environmental laws in Texas, I think, but
Exactly. So, I mean, in regards to maintaining the house, you really want to keep up with the house, with keeping up with the paint, with keeping up with the appliances, with in the bathrooms, with the vanities and everything like that. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg, but just being able to maintain your home makes it seem less overwhelming when you are ready to sell. Because then you're not like, oh, I have to update all of this stuff.
It's funny you mentioned the bathroom, because I think of my home counter in the bathroom, and when it gets disheveled and we have the toothbrushes out and the hairbrushes and the curl, and it looks like the bathroom is it's horrible. But then when everything's put away and it's nice and neat, you walk in and there's only one cup on the counter and the hand soap, and it looks nice.
I know.
I also think that your services can save a lot of marriages, because I think, me and my wife...
I don't know about that.
I think you can settle a lot of things, because, I mean, usually there's a little battle on, oh, that's not necessary. Oh, you don't have to take that chair out of there. Who cares about that? They don't care about... Now, if you have a professional saying it, then it's, you know... But be prepared, though. I mean, I think it goes both ways. It's not always the wife that's right and the husband that's wrong. I mean, sometimes it's the other way around. The wife wants to keep all the family pictures. I mean, I had one woman say to me, but I wanted to show that it was a home. And I think the comment I heard it professionally was that, yeah, it's a home, but it's not their home.
Exactly.
And people want to make it their home. They don't want to see, they want to live in your home.
There's a lot of people who need to not see that, because they don't have the vision when walking into a house of, if your home is dark and it's cluttered and it becomes overwhelming, a lot of people don't have that vision of what the house can become after they move in. They'll quickly just move on to the next home. But if you have it to where it's staged, I almost like to say like a magazine. Sure. There's a reason why the design magazines are so popular as well. You open up to a page of a living room or anything like that, and you feel like you are in that room. And that's really how you want to make your buyers feel when they walk through the home.
You know, I find that sometimes unrealistic, though, too, because, you know, I always say to my wife, when they show the TVs on TV, there's never a TV in the family room. I'm like, where are they putting the big screen TV? And she goes, not every room has a TV. I said, come on, that's a family room. They're having a big screen TV. Mm-hmm. But because of the showing, they don't, you know, they show the fireplace, but they have a picture up there. And I'm like, that picture's coming down and the big screen TV's going there.
Exactly.
I mean, because that's the center of sad to say in a way, but it's the center of the family in a sense that everybody comes in to watch the game or the TV.
You know? Or unless a lot of the TVs these days can look like pictures.
Yes.
So it could have been a picture TV.
No, I know that. I've seen that too, where they put the mirror and it shines through. But at the same time, I'm looking around and I'm looking at the room and I'm like, okay, Joanna, where are you putting the TV? And I'm like, there's no TV in that room. I said, that room's beautiful, but where are they putting the TV?
You know? All of those homes that she does, they're staged. And that's the whole presence of it. It's because it gives you inspiration. It makes you want to do that to your own home, and that's what staging does.
Right.
It makes somebody want to come in and want to sit on your couch. It makes people want to come in and say, you know what, I want to buy all of your furniture. I don't want to change anything.
Right. And I think if you have any doubt about it, I think you can take an agent and go out and look at five or six houses and ask them to look at three houses that are staged correctly and three mm-hmm. houses that are not staged, and you'll see the difference in it. Because I think I can appreciate my wife's view. You know, men, and I'm not saying this is not all men, because some men have a design flair, but I never thought about it that way. I mean, I'm the guy who puts the paint on, puts the wallpaper on, builds the railing, but I don't pick the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I have, like I told you, in my house is my chair. But, you know, and everybody complains about my chair, but it's funny. When I'm not home, somebody's always in my chair.
Of course.
So it's funny how they that chair, but everybody's in it. So, you know, I have to throw people out of it. But I think, you know, I appreciate it now that I'm going to homes and I'm seeing homes that are taken care of or been designed.
Yes.
And I can tell when, you tell you the truth, I can normally tell when it's a professional touch. And
I mean, and that's important, because a lot of people can quickly become overwhelmed with their homes. So I feel like if you maintain it while you're there, you maintain it for yourself, but always have that resale purpose in the back of your head as well. And I tell a lot of clients that when they're like, oh, you know, we're not moving now, but we may in 5 years or, you know, in 10 years or something, you still want to decorate the home for yourself because you are living there. But in the back of your head, you don't want to do anything too drastic, because if for some reason next week something happens and you want to sell, then you kind of have to reverse that drastic move.
Let me ask you then, people out there who don't have the money, I mean, they can't redo the kitchen. They're selling the house maybe because they're upside down or they're moving and they have to sell. Do you have ideas that it could help people who are not going to renovate the bathroom and maybe help them dress up some of the things that maybe, you know, because you can sell it. I mean, there's no reason why you can't sell a house. I mean, I saw my father's house. You know, my father passed away, and I tell people he had a new roof, new siding, new windows, but you walked in the house, it was 1967. Mm-hmm. And I had two choices. I could spend $50,000 and update the kitchen, the bathrooms, and, you know, the flooring, or I could sell it below market, but they still wanted to get top dollars, but I could. Do you have ideas for people like in those situations that can, I mean, would you still help them?
Absolutely. I think in those situations, if you really don't have a budget in regards to, or the desire really to upgrade anything, it really comes down to cleaning. It'll come down to even if you want to paint yourself, there's a lot of people, especially in our area, that like to, you know, do things themselves. My husband and I are one of them. We redid our kitchen. It wasn't drastic, but we painted our cabinets. We actually took some cabinets out and put up some open shelves. We did a tile backsplash and everything like that. That's brick, and painted that. I can't say we. My husband did all the work. I stood there and
you gave
supervised.
Direction.
I know. I should give him more credit.
If you're like
he
my
did
wife,
all the hard work.
If you're like my wife, you're there when I make the mistake, though.
No, I tried not. No, I mean that's he did not a wonderful quite job.
I'll be hanging something, and I know it's not quite level, and I'm going to fix it. But as soon as I do it, my wife will be right there going, "It's not level."
Well, that I do. Do I mean he'll hang a picture and I'll say no, that's not straight, but
and he knows
he copes with it, and, yeah. And he knows, you know, that I'm usually right. But anyway, I mean there's a lot of things that you can do. So take a bathroom, for example, a bathroom that is outdated. Even if the vanity is an oak color and you just kind of want to quickly update it, just new hardware, you can even paint it, but new hardware goes a long way. New lighting fixtures go a long way, and even paint. And paint is probably the top thing that I would suggest to update it. With tile floors, if for some reason you have a tile floor that you have to live with, that you're just either A, you don't have the funds to pull it out, because obviously it is very expensive to take out a tile floor to replace it with hardwood. Make sure you select a paint that kind of subsides the tile floor and get a nice area rug to cover it up as much as possible.
We're gonna take a couple of minutes for a couple of commercials, then we're going to come back with Maria and wrap up today. But we're going to talk a little bit about the final things about design and what you can do and how Maria can help you. So stick with us for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, I'm back. Just a brief about next week. Next week I'm having on Viking Pest Control. So you're out there and you got pests. It's going to be a good show because we're going to talk about pests, what you can do about it. Spring is coming, so guess what? That's when we see the stink bugs. That's when we see some of these invasive products. And I think the guys from Viking want to talk about a little bit about some of the new bugs we're seeing. Like stink bugs came from, I think, China, and they're new in a sense into the area. But what can we do to eliminate them? I have some questions because in the fall I always get mice in the basement, and I can't find how I'm getting them. I trap two or three of them, and then I don't get them anymore. But somehow they're getting in, and I've done everything I can to find them, and my wife's on my back to find them, and I can't still do that. So they're next week, Viking. The week after, guess what, guys? I'm having Billy from Padded Wagon Moving and Storage, and they're going to talk about moving. And there's an example there you might want to know about because there are steps you can take when you're selling your house to store some of your products. Like if you literally have to declutter, what do you do with it? You might have, maybe a moving contract where they're going to take some out and store it for a while, well, before they move the rest of you. So Billy will be here, Billy Lockwood, to talk about moving and the do's and don'ts about moving, because there's a lot of myths and mistakes out there that people make. And there again, hire a professional. I don't know if you've ever moved yourself, but I moved myself twice, and I swear I'll never do it again. Not only did I damage furniture, but it was just, I abused my friends, and it wasn't as fun as we all thought it was going to be.
Now, did you say that the first time after you moved yourself that you'll never do it again, and then you forgot?
Well, no, actually, because it was the same move. So I only moved once, but I moved into my warehouse at work, and then I had to move into my house 6 months later because I got in my house. I lived with my in-laws for 6 months who lived two doors down, and I got in my house before I moved in. So all my stuff was in my warehouse. So then I had to move myself back out, and I knew it was a nightmare. And you'll laugh, Maria.
But I don't even want to pack myself this time.
I moved myself with an aluminum dump truck.
Oh, my.
It was a very clean aluminum dump truck.
Don't give anybody that idea.
But that's what I packed my furniture in is this huge aluminum dump truck. And
oh, my.
So it wasn't even a moving van. It was, a friend of mine's who actually had a turkey farm who had corn in this thing, but it was like spotless because it was food grade. But I don't think so. Not only did I not rent a U-Haul, but I had a dump truck.
Oh my goodness!
I could have dumped it on the front lawn and then left.
That's awful.
But I outstayed my welcome at my work warehouse, and then I outstayed my welcome at my in-laws' house. So and I had a newborn, so it was a crazy time.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about a little bit more. What services do you want people to know about? Because I want them, the show is about to introduce people to the era. I want them to know about you, Maria. What other services can you provide, and what should they look for?
Well, the services that I provide are pretty simple. I break it down into originally two categories, but now three, because I am offering home staging as well for when you're selling your home. So that is one service. So the home staging, like I said before, it could be something simple as just rearranging furniture or bringing in some accessories or giving you some ideas of how you could stage your property to a complete renovation. If for some reason you want to make that final investment in that house and you have not maintained it, or you are looking to upgrade the kitchen and the bathroom. Again, I won't tell you to knock down walls, but I can definitely help you with colors and schemes and everything like that. So that is one service that I provide. Another service is my design consultation. This is better for the DIYers out there that really, they want to put their room together themselves. They want to set it up, but they just don't know where to start. They feel overwhelmed in purchasing. They feel overwhelmed with colors. They don't have the vision to bring everything together. So what I do is I draw up a design for them, and I will source the furniture and accessories, usually from online sources, for them. And once I hand over the design, they are able to purchase the furniture and accessories at their own leisure, at their own time. So I give them the full design as if I were to come in and do it myself.
So it's like a landscape design that they do for you, and then you can enact it yourself.
You can do it yourself. And a lot of people like that because you might feel overwhelmed purchasing a whole entire room or a whole entire house right, you know, at one point. But this gives you the leisure of going back and forth and saying, okay, I can purchase this now. I can purchase this later. And then there's also my full service design where I draw up the design, I'll source and purchase all the furniture for you. So then you don't have to worry about purchasing it. If there's an issue that arises, I take care of it. I do the setup. I have great painters. I have great contractors that I work with that will do everything.
I can imagine that's a big hit for people who have a very busy lives. I mean, some, you know, and I don't say this to be a sex, but there are women out there now that are holding, you know, high pressure jobs that don't have the time to be home at 3 o'clock to meet the movers or the delivery.
Absolutely.
And they want somebody to check it out to make sure the furniture is the right furniture.
Yes.
Because we all know that they don't always get it right. And you mentioned something before that was interesting, because I think we made this mistake, my wife and I, early on, is we bought a couch that, I think we were sold the fabric in the store, you know, that it was, oh, this is great for kids. And you know what? It was the worst fabric we ever had for kids because, you know, within a week it looked like hell.
Yeah.
So we were stuck with this big couch for quite a while.
Exactly. And that's another problem that I find when I get phone calls is that either the color doesn't work or the size. The size of the furniture in the room is so important. And sometimes people just will go walk into a store, whether it be Pottery Barn or a local store or something, and purchase a sectional and come, and the sectional is either too big or too small, or the chairs aren't the right size, or the scale of the furniture is just way off, which is throwing off the entire room. And that's really, you know.
It's funny you say that, because we were looking at sectionals, and we were up the street here at Flemington Department Store, beautiful, you know, store, big, big sectionals. But we went home, and I actually made the furniture out of cardboard. And when I laid the sectional out, we looked at it, and it was like,
Okay.
You know, we just laid it out on the floor. But I, you know, we thought 2 feet was a lot of room to go by the wall and go by the sectional. But when you actually put it on the floor,
when you actually put it in the room,
that 2 feet was useless.
Exactly.
And we would have been stuck with a $4,000 sectional that was beautiful, but you couldn't get in and out of the room.
Exactly.
Or you were climbing
and
over the couch.
That's another thing. You buy these big sectionals, and they don't even fit in the door.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, this is all things that. Especially when you're overwhelmed, if you're moving and you're like, okay, I need to get a sectional, I need to buy furniture, I need to do all of this stuff, and you rush, and you buy, and you're picking out fabrics and all of this stuff, and then once it all gets installed, it could look a mess. I'm not saying that everybody, that happens to everybody. But
I'll warn you mentioned something there, is it's usually not the living room that's the problem, but you know, your basement. Sometimes the doorway doesn't allow for the couch. I mean, we bought a sectional small one just because of that, because the one we wanted wouldn't make the turn. When we moved into our house, we had a queen-size bed, which was one mattress and one box spring. We had to put it through the window because I was putting windows in the house, and I had the frames out and everything else. But when we went to get a new bed, I had to cut the box spring in half to get it out because it no longer fit out the window because the window was installed.
I know. Our turn upstairs is tight, and I don't even want to tell you what my husband would have to do with mattresses and beds and stuff.
And we went to king size because it's two separate beds in a sense.
Yes.
And then some people I know have gone to those foam beds because they come packed up, but the trouble is when you move out, what do you do? Because you never.
But they're a little bit more mushier.
Yeah, but you're still not going to get them in the box.
You don't have that hard box spring that you have to get around the corner.
Yeah. But those are things that I think that a professional weighs in a sense, and it also takes that responsibility on, I would think.
Exactly. So it takes a lot of the pressure off the homeowner, and it makes them relax a little bit, because even if you're not moving, even if you're just doing a remodeling, it becomes stressful. It becomes overwhelming if you're working with a contractor and they're coming at you saying, I need cabinet colors, I need your countertop, I need your trim, what size trim do you want, what about your door hinges, what color do you want your doors, it becomes overwhelming, and that's when hiring an interior designer or decorator really pays off.
And for a guy that's done that work, I'm telling you, there's 14 different hinges you can get in the kitchen. There's self-close, there's double L's. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's this hidden cabinets, this full face, there's the frame face, there's this plywood base.
And that doesn't even go into the design of the hinges.
No.
The size of the poles that you want in the kitchen. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. The kitchen is one area where I think if you don't use a professional, you're really selling yourself short, because it's one of the biggest investments you'll make. And once you do it, you're not going to redo it.
Exactly. Right.
And so you're going to live with something that you're not. And if you're happy with it, you don't mind yet you paid for it.
Exactly.
It's when you're not happy with it. Like you talked about before about the color. We've painted rooms before and not be happy with the color, but we're not ripping it down again and starting over. We're going to live with the color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes disappointing, especially when you're spending that money and you don't get what you want.
Or even if you painted it yourself and you end up not liking it. That's time taken away.
Well, no,
I'm
saying we did, but I'm still not going to redo it because I'm not going to.
Exactly. But now you're in a room, and every time you walk into that room, it's just like that little bit of stress of, this is just not the right color. It's not working. It's not relaxing. It's not what I thought it was.
And Maria, do you have a stable or referral listing too, so you can provide the professionals that people need? Because that's
yes.
one of the biggest headaches people have. I mean, yeah, there's the internet out there, but how accurate is it?
Yes.
You know, my business lives on referrals. And it's word of mouth referrals. It's not internet referrals. It's usually somebody saying, hey, this guy did a great job for me. So I'm hoping that that's what you bring to the table too, is because people out there, they want to find a painter, that it's hard to find a good painter.
Yes. I actually have a couple of amazing painters that they are clean. They are courteous. They do a good job and they stick to their word. One of the painters that I work with actually has done work on my own home. So I wouldn't refer him. If I didn't like him, and contractors as well. And the good thing about this business is that I'm constantly meeting good people. If for some reason I don't have a tradesman of that, what they're looking for, I have no problem finding that for somebody. And usually how I do that, I go to local businesses or I'll ask moms and stuff. And then, you know, I'll do a little interview process myself and just make sure it's a good fit.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the business like I am, in a sense that if I can't solve the problem, I try to refer them to somebody who will.
Exactly.
But there are times where I don't have a specialist in a sense in that area. I mean, and there's a lot of specialties out there. I mean, I had a house here; they needed a water specialist because literally the front of the house had it had engineered stone on the front, but there was water behind it, and that's a very specialty.
Yeah,
and you have to know about it because that's what they're paying me for, in a sense, to find that stuff. Because you'd look at the front of the house and you'd say no problem, but literally the plywood was sopping wet.
Exactly.
So you have to find that specialty. But I appreciate that you have these people you work with because your name goes on it. Trust me.
Exactly. And that's another thing. I don't want to refer somebody who doesn't do a good job because that's my name. That's my brand that I'm working so hard to build a reputation for. And I take pride in that. So I'm not just going to recommend just anybody. I want to make sure that they do a good job and that they clean up and stand by behind their principles of their business.
Okay. What do you want the people to know before we say goodbye today? I mean, is there a specific? I mean, first of all, leave your phone number and your email address. I'm sure you have that or your website. We have a few minutes, so don't feel pressured. But I'm just saying, what do you want people to know about, like, interior decorators if they walk away from listening to us for 40 minutes and feel like they know? Because I think I learned a lot about it. I didn't realize. I thought it was all, high fail. You had to do all or nothing, and I didn't know that you could help in so many different ways. And it's really just experience is what you're selling, in a sense.
It really is. It's in regards to hiring interior decorator, it's not as scary as I think people would perceive it to be. At least myself, I don't come in and say, okay, you need to do it my way. It's a collaborative effort between me and my client. I find out your style. I look around your home. I incorporate what you love, what, you've collected over the years. I incorporate that into the design. I'm not going to come in and say, okay, you need to throw out all of your furniture and replace it with everything that I purchased for you, because I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. It really pays to listen. It also pays to sit down, get the budget together, a realistic budget. The biggest investments that anybody can make are what you sit on. It's your chairs, your sofa, accent chairs, dining chairs. I work with all budgets, and I just want to say that budget friendly doesn't necessarily mean cheap. I don't source cheap furniture because you're just going to be spending that money again in 6 months to a year. So to be realistic, you do want to invest in the things that you are sitting on and that you want to have around for a number of years. The smaller accessories and everything like that. You can go to Home Goods and Pier 1 and get your pillows and your rugs and everything like that. But it sounds to me like
your business starts with sitting down and listening and seeing what they want. Because, you know, if somebody says to you, "Oh, I'm a designer and I'm going to do all, I can do all this for you," without talking to you, it's almost like going to a doctor. You don't want a doctor that's going to diagnose you without listening to you first.
Exactly. And you know what? I build a relationship with my clients, and any client that you ask from when I come from the beginning to when I come at the end to see the final product, if for some reason I didn't put it together to take pictures, I am just as excited, if not more excited, than the homeowner seeing it all come to light. That, and to create a home for families, for empty nesters, that they can relax in, that they feel good in. I mean, that just, it makes my day. I get so excited.
That's interesting you just mentioned it. We got a minute here, but what's the difference between a senior citizen and a new family? I mean, is there a significant difference?
In part to maybe what they want, maybe what they're looking for to get out of their home, the type of furniture that they want. There are differences that come with different stages of your life.
So you're talking about you. There is a difference in a sense, and some of it's practicality. Because I tell people, you know, when you look to aging, you're looking at staircases, you're looking at grab bars, mm-hmm. and a bathroom doesn't have to look like a geriatric center to have a grab bar.
No,
but a grab bar next to the toilet or in the shower may save somebody's life.
Exactly.
So those are things that you might incorporate in a design as you see people age if they think they want to stay in place.
Yes.
And I think that's important, guys. I think, you know, people who don't think that way and think only about design and don't think about practicality. I think that's what I heard from you earlier, which I liked, is you got to live in the house. I mean, okay, you're selling your house, but it's going to take, say, 3 months. Well, for the next 90 days, you got to live somewhere. So, you know, you can't have no place to sit and watch TV. You know, you have to have those, and you have to have that eat-in kitchen. You have to have that.
Exactly. And you want to enjoy it. You want to enjoy the last moments in your house as much as possible and not just live in boxes and you know, a cold environment. Staging, that's not what staging is. It's just really just bringing it more neutral and accentuating the good parts of your house.
Okay, that's all we have for now. But next week we have Viking Pest Control. Maria, just leave us your name, your number, and an email address, because I'm sure if anybody's listening and wants to talk to Maria, I'm sure she'll take your phone call and listen to you. You can always reach her through lmcatee@hometeam.com or on my Facebook page. But Maria, what's your number and your email address?
Okay, so my number is 908-963-8299, and my email address is maria@bdesigned.com. That's BDESIGND. It's the fanciest way of spelling Be Designed. I wanted to do something super original so people could remember it.
Well, I like it, and I tell you, if it's a testament to her ability, I mean, two of the nicest homes that I've seen is the one she's buying and the one she's moving out of. So,
thank you.
I'm excited for them in their new home, and I'm excited that their house sold so fast. But I did see the influence of Joanna Gaines in her vision, but just a little bit, not a lot. A little shiplock here and there, but
just a little bit. Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, but it was a pleasure doing meeting you, Maria. I'm glad you could join me today. It's something that really is something out of my zone in a sense. It was kind of very interesting. My wife will laugh at this episode because she's not listening today because she's down in D.C. with my daughter spending all my money, but she's visiting my daughter. My daughter's 25, lives in D.C., and she's down there visiting her for the weekend.
Nice.
So the girls, they sent me pictures of tea today, high tea with, all the crumpets and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But It's nice to see that. They're more like sisters now as my daughter gets older.
Oh, that's good. That's
but,
good.
You know, it's good because she'll come back refreshed. So then, you know, she'll come back to a pile of laundry for me and her, me and her son. But that's another story. I'll try to get it done. But, you know, I won't make any promises. But well, so next week we have Viking Pest Control guys. And the week after we have Billy Lockwood from Padded Wagon Moving and Storage. The week after that I'm going to have Chris Phelan from the Hunterdon County Chamber. But also in his role as the Commissioner of Emergency Management. Excuse me, Emergency Management, Hunter County. Something that you take for granted that it's out there, guys, and it's there for us, and it's there every day. Hopefully, we'll never need it, but emergency minutes is crucial. And if you can see across the country with some of the tornadoes and floods and everything else, and those are the guys that are out there working on Memorial Day and making sure that we're safe and protected and there for us when we need them. So Chris is going to talk about emergency management and how the county prepares for disasters and how they're ready for that. And some people think it's a waste of money, but at the same time, all you need is one time.
Oh, I just wanted to add that I do have a Facebook business page.
Sure.
It's under B-Design, so it's spelled the same, B-D-E-S-I-G-N-D. So just come and you can see some of my home that that is sold, and my projects and everything else, and you'll be able to see the new home that we are moving in a couple months.
Well, if you're thinking about it, you owe her an interview. Just give her a call, talk to her, see how